We thank the Lord that we're together to share the words of God.
刚我们所唱的这首诗歌, 我们都是朝圣客旅,
and we just sang the hymn says, Through the Nights of Doubt and Sorrow.
诗人写这首诗歌的时候, 它有一个背景, 就在我们希伯来书11章13节。
And there was a background for this hymn, which is in Hebrews 11:13.
他说这些人都是存着信心死的。
And the verse says, All these people were still living by faith when they died.
并没有得着所应许的。
They did not receive the things promised.
却从远处看见。
They only saw them
且欢喜迎接,
and welcomed them from a distance.
又承认自己在世上是寄居的,
and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
在我们生命当中,或多或少,
I think somewhat, to some extent, we all have similar experiences in life.
一个客旅的经历,
an experience as an alien or a stranger.
什么是客旅, 什么是寄居的呢?
Now, what is an alien or a stranger?
就是说什么都是暂时的。That
means whatever we have go through is just temporary.
这个地方的跟我们都没有关系。And
really, the place we stay have not much to do with us.
过去自己在工作上的经验, 当一个旅行团到一个国家的时候,
And as, according to my old profession, I would take towards visiting different countries.
有时候行程很艰难,
Sometimes the trip was quite challenging.
住的条件也不好。Or
the living condition wasn't ideal.
有时候住得很好。
Sometimes the condition is great. But whatever that may be, it's only temporary. And when the condition was very hard to bear, my customers know this was just for a short term.
五星饭店,然后各样很好的,很豪华的时候,
and sometimes we have like best hotel, five-star rated hotel, and they want to stay longer. But we all knew that was impossible.
这个国家所有的政策,他们看见这个国家人民是那样的贫穷。
And sometimes we will visit a country, most people are poor.
这国家这么样的落后。
And they are just behind their development.
他们很庆幸我不是生在这个国家。
And my clients will be happy that they weren't citizens of that country.
也就是这个国家所有的跟他们是无关的。
Therefore, whatever happened to that particular foreign country had nothing to do with them.
感谢主,
and I'm thankful to the Lord, this is our position. When we are in this world, we know we are travelers. We're just here temporary. It doesn't matter how many challenges or difficulties we encounter on the trip. Or how much treasure you receive. All these things will pass away one day.
在我们出发的开始,
from the point we set forth the journey,
我们是一个目的地,
we have a destination.
就是回家,
that is our home in heaven.
回到我们在天上的家,
our heavenly home.
神所建造的家,
that is the home run by God.
所以当我们在唱这首诗歌的时候,我们可以看见一个信心围绕在共同的一个应许上面。
And therefore, when we sing a hymn like this, you see these people have the same faith. Of heading toward the same purpose. And I don't know, when you sing a song like this, do you feel this feeling? That you, our focus are turned to this oneness described here.
同一位神, 同在亮光,
and one, the light of God's own presence,
照明所有得俗人,
over his ransomed people shed.
同一个目的, 同在高迁,
and one, the object of our journey,
同一个信心不疲倦,
one, the faith which never tires,
同一个定值来看前面,
one, the earnest looking forward,
同一个希望得完全,
one, the hope our God inspires.
像刚刚弟兄所说的,
just like our brother shared,
在这首诗歌里面我们看见一幅很美丽的图画,
and when we sing a song like this, you see a beautiful picture.
虽然经过大而可畏的旷野,
yes, our journey will go through the dreadful and dry wilderness.
但是白日时候, 黑夜时候, 云柱火柱都引领,
yet there are pillars of cloud and pillars of fire leading us during the day and night.
还有一幅画触动我们的心,
and another picture will inspire our heart.
弟兄手握弟兄的手,
that is that brother clasps the hand of brother stepping fearlessly through the night.
其实这背景是在出埃及记,
And the background is right here is the story of Exodus.
摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候
When Moses led Israelites into the wilderness,
这个庞大的队伍在行进
And this huge army was marching together.
圣经告诉我们白昼云柱引导他们
Bible tells us during the daytime there's this pillar of cloud leading them.
黑夜用火柱照亮他们当行的路。
And at night, there are pillar of fire leading them.
他也赐下良善的灵来教训他们。
And he also given to them the spirit to teach and guide them.
还赐下玛纳来让他们饱足。
And he sent out heavenly manna to provide their food.
水来解他们的渴。
And God gave them water when they were thirsty.
所以圣经上说，在旷野四十年。
And therefore, the Bible says, during those 40 years traveling in the wilderness,
神养育他们,
God raised them,
他们就一无所缺,
therefore they had no lack,
衣服穿, 没有穿破,
even their clothes wasn't worn,
脚也没有肿,
and neither were their feet swollen.
所以今天这幅画也要成就在我们这蒙赎的人的身上。
The same picture will be realized on us who are saved by grace.
我们过去几周我们读牧养的诗歌
In the past few Friday nights and Saturday nights we study Psalms regarding shepherding
他是我们的牧者
Talking about he is our shepherd
带领我们经过死荫的幽谷
He brought us through the valley of the shadow of death
但是他与我们同在
But he is with us
是他亲自牧养我们
And he shepherds us him personally
供我灵粮
He provides spiritual food for us
长我生命
And so that we may grow spiritually
这是我们的主
And this is our Lord.
他为了他自己的名引导我们走义路。
And for his own name's sake, he leads us on the path of righteousness.
所以其实我们是很有盼望的。
And therefore we are people of hope.
在这个行程当中，这个天路的历程当中。
And on this pilgrim back home,
主是我们最好的向导。
The Lord is our best tour guide.
他负我们完全的责任。
And he's fully responsible for us.
你不用怕在中途你饿死。
Don't be afraid that you will be out of or starved to death halfway.
遇到各样的危险
Or encounter dangers nobody protects.
他要带我们回家
He will protect and take us home.
回到他所为我们预备的那个更美的家乡
Back to that beautiful home he has prepared for us.
今年特会的时候我们在冬令会的时候
In the winter conference we just had.
在第二天的晨更我们有一篇诗篇
On the second morning when we were doing morning devotion we read this particular song
就讲到被掳的归回的那个喜乐
It talked about the joy that filled the hearts of those who had been captivated but was able to return
我们在世上世界常常掳掠了我们的心
And when we live in this world many things in it has captivated our hearts
我们常常在被掳的光景里面
Therefore many times we are in the condition as a captive
不是以色列人当时被掳到巴比伦那才是被掳
Don't consider it only when Israelites were captivated into another country that's captives
我们常常被一个环境掳去
Actually many times our hearts are captivated by other things
我们是被掳的光景
So what is the condition as a captive?
就是能够叫我们离开眼目转离神的这个就是被掳了
It is whatever things that can turn our eyes from God to that
所以我们要看这归回的时候那个喜乐是怎么样我们要来读诗篇
So I'd like to share with you the laughter, the joy when we return
我们一起来读诗篇126篇
Let's read Psalms 126 together
从第一节
Verse 1, let's read them.
上行之师当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候我们好像做梦的人我们满口喜笑满舌欢呼的时候外邦中就有人说耶和华为他们行了大事耶和华果然为我们行了大事我们就欢喜耶和华求你使我们被掳的人归回好像南地的河水复流流泪撒种的必欢呼收割那带走流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐地带河谷回来这是一个很特别的诗篇
And this is a very unique song
里面有欢笑
You see their laughter
有眼泪
And their tears
这就像一个基督徒的一生
And that is just like the life of a Christian
有时候我们边流泪
Sometimes we may be in tears
我们边赞美
But we can give praise at the same time
知道主在我们身上行了大事
Knowing the Lord has done great things for us
所以我们从这个诗篇可以感受到一个被掳归回的那个欢乐
Therefore reading the psalm you can feel the joy of those who have returned
他们说我们好像做梦的人
They said we are like we're dreaming
他们满口喜笑。
And our mouth were filled with laughter.
满舌欢呼。
And our tongues were songs of joy.
喜乐满足到一个地步。
And the joy was so full to a point.
外邦人都看见了。
Even Gentiles could witness that.
主为他们行了大事。
And it said the Lord has done great things for them.
但是在这里我们还看见一个不满足的一个情况。
And here you see there's still a need.
因为还有被掳的没有归回。
Because apparently there are people, their captives have not been brought back.
但是我们看见在第三节中。
And verse 3,
因着主果然为我们行了大事。
Because the Lord has done great things for us.
所以他勇敢地来向主求。
So they dare to pray to him.
他们跟主说使我们被掳的人归回。
In verse 4 says, restore our fortunes.
好像南地的河水复活。
Oh Lord, like streams in the Negev.
我们知道南地是一个沙漠地。
We all know that the land in the Negev is desert.
如果你在沙漠地撒种是不可能有收成的。
Imagine trying to sow seeds in the desert. It's just impossible for anything to grow out of it.
但是在第五节说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Yet in verse 5 that those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
如果不是主在沙漠地撒种可能一无所获。
And if the Lord does not sow in the desert, it's impossible for anything to grow out of it.
但是我们看见神乃是在旷野开道路。
But our Lord is the Lord that opened ways in the desert.
在沙漠开江河的主。
And then let streams flow in the desert.
他可以使南地的水复流。
He's able to restore and let the stream of Negev to return.
他叫那带种流泪出去的人可以欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
And he's able to bring joy to those who go out weeping carrying seed to sow.
这说到什么呢
？What does this mean here？
当主把被掳都全部归回的时候
，And when the Lord brought back those captives，
沙漠地要变成何等回肥沃的土地
？And that's the time you see stream flowing in the desert。
你们发现人心其实是很贫瘠。
And many times look at the heart of man， the condition is so poor。
常常我们在传福音的时候，种子是不容易进去的。
When you share the gospel with someone， you feel the seed of gospel is very hard to be planted in the heart。
因为这是在干旱的沙漠地。
Because their heart is as dry and hard as desert。
但是当我们如果我们这个人归回的时候
But if my condition is in the condition as a return captive
像南地的水复流一样
Then the stream will backflow
所以福音的刚我们所说的福音那个负担有没有在我们的里面
The question is do we have the burden to evangelize
在这个 诗篇里面我们其实看见每一个时刻我们是在被掳的光景
And from this psalm, you can tell many times our condition is in a condition of a captive.
怎么样让我们的心成为一个软柔软，可以让种子可以生长的一个土地
？So how can we make sure our heart is soft enough that God can actually grow something out of it?
常常回转向主。
That is to turn our hearts toward God all the time.
我们需要我们觉得我们的心常常被掳去。
If you feel that your heart is distracted or obtained by other things easily,
就像当年以色列人在埃及的时候
just like the condition of Israelites when they abide in Egypt,
那是一个寄居的地方
that was a foreign land for them,
被世界的法老叫他们做苦工
and Pharaoh is that the king of the world had them work really hard,
让他们觉得自己很命苦
so they feel that they had a miserable life.
所以我们的心真的是要被分别。
Therefore, try to set aside our hearts for the Lord.
要被保护。
And protect it for the Lord's sake.
我想这也就是今年主把这个负担放在梁弟兄的心中。
And I think that is why God put the burden in Brother Leon this year.
题目就是来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的。
Therefore, the theme of the winter conference arrived. Let us build the wall of Jerusalem.
讲到当尼希米听见耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁
It talked about when Nehemiah heard about the broken condition of Jerusalem
城门被火焚烧的时候
How the gates were burned down and the walls were torn
神的民遭大难
How the people of God suffered much
受凌辱
And how they were insulted
他就开始哭泣悲哀
Nehemiah wept and he was so sad
尼希米禁食祷告
So he fasted and prayed
然后他起来呼召
And to a point he rose up and called
要重建耶路撒冷的城墙
People of God to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem
他是呼他说起来重建
He said let us come and rebuild
免得再受凌辱
So that we will not be put to shame again
所以在特会当中梁弟兄传递这样的一个负担
And in the winter conference Brother Leon shared with us that burden
我们也看见神真的把这样的负担也烧在我们的心中。
And we truly witness how God set fire in our hearts because of that.
所以我在想，尼希米当时在传递这个负担的时候
，And I was thinking when Nehemiah shared his burden with God's people that time.
他住在那个歌山城的宫中。
He was in the king's palace in the captive band.
他是王的酒政。
He was a high-ranking officer of God of king.
他可以过他自己在宫中的生活。
He could enjoy a very good life in the palace.
但是他心系神的百姓。
However, his heart was on the people of God.
他一直是活在神的面前。
And he lived in the presence of God.
所以他打听在犹大地神百姓的光景。
That's why even though abiding in the palace, he was trying to find out the condition of Jerusalem.
当他得到这样的一个结果的时候
，When he heard the bad report,
这个负担在他的里面
，The burden started to increase within his heart.
他开始有一个行动。
So his action,
首先在神的面前来祷告
，was to pray to God.
他开始传递这样的负担
，and share that burden.
然后他离开这个城。
Finally, he left the palace.
他离开这个宫中。
He left that city.
所以我们看见这个城墙开始建造。
And so he was able to rebuild the wall of the Lord.
我们看见主也把这个负担放在梁弟兄身上。
And in the same way, we see God put that burden in Brother Liang's heart.
在特会中，他真的也烧在每一个弟兄姊妹的心中。
And through his sharing, the fire was burning in the hearts of many in the conference.
所以在特会中，我们看见有一个回应。
And therefore, there's one echo we saw.
他说求主让我们在建造上
Among many brothers and sisters, we all had this one heart that Lord, allow us to partake
有份有权有纪念
in this rebuilding of your city so that we will be remembered and we will have a claim one day.
每个人也愿意起来
And everyone wants to rise up.
求主得着我成为一个堵破口成为一个守望的人
And to become a person who will stand watch guarding the children of God or a person who will repair the broken wall.
感谢主这是一个满了主同在的一个聚会
We're so thankful for the conference was filled with his own presence.
主会把他们圣灵的能力是在每一个人的心中
And he sent us strength within many hearts.
像一个火一样烧起来
And the strength is just like a fire started to burn around us.
我想这也不是突然的
And I believe it's not an coincidence.
在这聚会之前有多少的弟兄姊妹为着这个聚会摆上祷告
Because I know there were many brothers and sisters pray fervently for this conference.
他们祷告在聚会当中主向我们显现
And to the point we feel the Lord appear to us in the prayer meeting.
每一个人要来遇见主
That we pray that everyone will meet with the Lord in the conference.
主真是不失信的主。
And our Lord is surely faithful.
其实在聚会前有几个姊妹弟兄姊妹让我很感动。
And I was very touched by a few brothers and sisters before the conference.
在聚会前有一个姊妹她跟我说请我为她祷告。
And there was one sister asked me to pray for her.
因为她请她先生她先生是不信主的。
Because she had this unbelieving husband.
能够带他到营地去
And she said pray for me so that my unbelieving brother will be willing to take me to the camp
他先生说你别去了那天我带你到拉斯维加斯去
And her husband says oh come on don't go I take you to Vegas instead
这刚好是那个新年
It was New Year
去聚一聚
So the whole family could go to Vegas together
这是天壤之别哈
And these two destinations have totally different So she said, please pray for me.
感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
他的先生后来回转，他说，好吧，我就带你去，但是我是不聚会的。
Her husband changed his mind, says, all right, I'll take you to the winter conference, but don't expect me to stay.
这是一个很奇妙的，神做了一件奇妙的事。
So God has done something very wonderful.
这个不信主的人
this non-believer,
在这样的聚会中
went to the meeting,
他就坐在那里。新的三天
He ended up staying there for 3 days.
我们相信主在他里面会做奇妙的工作。
We believe God will do something wonderful in his heart.
我们还有看见一个弟兄
And there was another couple.
他们渴慕主到一个地步他们说好吧就请假因为这个时间是不容易请的假期都排好了。
They both have jobs. It's very hard to take up on that particular weekend. So they pray, Lord, we really want to go.
就算失去工作也在所不惜。
Even to the point we're willing to let go of our job.
所以他们是第一个来到聚会当中。
So they arrive in the camp first.
我们很感动神在他们身上也有奇妙的工作。
We're so touched by what God has done in their lives.
这火在还没有 聚会还没开始之前，已经在每个人里面烧起来。
You could tell the fire of the Holy Spirit has been burning even before the meeting started.
最后一刻钟，我们打电话也邀请了一个弟兄。
And I remember right before we left for the camp, we called a particular brother.
我说你要来。
I encouraged him to come.
他本来是主日来就可以了。
Originally, his plan was to come on Sunday only.
但是最后神感动他，催促他，他还是来了。
And finally, God urged him, so he made it to the camp.
他做了一个见证。
He shared with us.
说了他。 到那个营地其实不是很好找，所以他迷路了。
He said, "You know, I was actually lost on the way to the camp."
所以他不知道该怎么办，所以他就停在一个消防队的前面。
And I didn't know what to do. So I stopped by this fire station, try to find how to get to the camp.
那个地方是很少人会经过。
And you knew that on the way to the camp, there wasn't a lot of traffic.
就一部车就过来了。
However, a car just passed by.
他就问他这个营地怎么走。
So he asked that driver how to get to the camp.
他说我就去，所以我可以带你走。
He said, "Oh, I'm on my way there. Let me take you there."
这是一个外国的一个姊妹。
It was an American sister.
所以就把他带到聚会的场所。
So she was able to take him to the camp.
他真是感谢主，天已经黑了。
He was so thankful because it was all dark at the time.
所以在这个聚会当中，他有很大的得着。
And he gained so much in the conference.
那所以我们看见这一次在聚会中，神正做奇妙的工作。
And there's a lot of things that God has done wonderfully.
在第二天的时候，我们看见圣灵大作工。
The second day, we witnessed the work of the Holy Spirit among us.
因为我们在等候跨年的时候，两弟兄呼召我们为。 彼此为自己为同伴，我们彼此祷告。
At the end of the evening message, Brother Leon called us to pray for each other.
在祷告中，我们看见神把一个亏欠的灵放在我们的里面。
And while we're praying, we suddenly are touched by the Spirit, make us feel that we are indebted to God greatly.
我看见弟兄姊妹痛哭祷告。
A lot of people wept bitterly and prayed.
他们觉得亏欠了主。
They felt that they had been indebted to our loving God.
在过去一年中，亏欠主。
In the past year, we haven't done much. We are indebted to you, Lord.
我们有没有常觉得亏欠？
Do we always feel that way?
聚会的时候，主在这里等我们。
When we come to a meeting, the Lord is here waiting for us.
我们常常觉得亏欠，很多人没有得救，我们没有去传福音。
And there are people are lost in the world, but we do not bother to save them. We are indebted.
听见一个姊妹开始在那里告诉主，她怎么样的亏欠主。
And therefore, we started hearing this one particular sister start to say, "Lord, how I have been indebted to you."
大声哭泣。
She cried loudly.
后来我听见她开始喜乐的祷告。And
after a while, she stopped weeping. She started to laugh with joy.
后来她告诉我。Later
on, she shared with me.
她一开始让她再来开始祷告的时候，神让她看见过去一年她是怎么样的亏欠主，没有传福音。She
said initially when she was praying, God showed her how in the past year she was indebted to God's love because she didn't bother to share the gospel.
对主也不渴慕。And
neither did she have much desire toward him.
一样一样的亏欠开始出来。And
one by one, God showed her her condition.
但是后来，她觉得主把她抱在怀里。And
later on, after a while, she felt that God embraced her.
神安慰了她的心。And
comforted her heart.
她那个被释放的感觉。She
feels she was set free.
她开始赞美。She
was able to praise.
所以这个姊妹回来以后，她自己做见证。So
when she returned from the conference, she testified.
她在当时有一幅画面出来。She
said while she was praying, she saw this picture in her heart.
她带着她的两个幼儿小孩。
That she brought two of her young children
到了超级市场门口开始发单张
and started past gospel tract outside of the supermarket.
当她这样交通出来的时候
when she shared that picture
好几个姊妹开始响应
a lot of sisters in that meeting
她说我愿意在我住的地方开始发单张
It's, oh, we want to share gospel as well. I'll do that from my neighborhood.
这个人被复兴了
This particular sister was revived.
所以我们开始有一个行动
Therefore, there's an action after that.
所以我们也感谢主，在这个聚会当中，其实还有福音朋友参加。
And interestingly, in our conference, there were non-believers, there are gospel friends.
有一个弟兄的父母。
particular brother, he brought his parents along.
参加了这个聚会,
they participated
in the conference.
And his father was so touched by the love of God.
像我蒙爱这么多的, 在波饼聚会都不容易祷告。
And for someone like me being saved so long, sometimes I find it's hard to open my mouth and pray in the breaking of bread meeting.
他还没有受浸, 也没有, 还没信主,
but his father, who wasn't even a believer, not to mention being baptized,
他在祷告会中, 在波饼聚会中祷告,
he prayed out loud in the meeting of breaking of bread. He said, because he was just too touched. He said, this love is just too great. And I'm just being grasped by this love. And set me free from the things of this world.
I'm so
thankful how God has done so many wonderful things among us.
在聚会之前,其实我们拒绝很多没有信的来参加。
Actually, before the conference, during the registration time, we reject a lot of application from non-believers.
这是一个建造的聚会,你还没有信,怎么进入这建造?
Because we felt this is a meeting for believers. We want to edify more of our believers. So if you haven't believed, it's going to be hard for you to participate.
但我们真是看见主做了奇妙的工作。
But we witnessed how God can do wonderful things.
在一个年轻人的身上,
on a young person,
我们也看见,
we also witness.
这是一个姊妹她的客户的孩子。
And this is the son of a Christian sister's client.
这个孩子的母亲说, 我们还要吃饭呢, 我们去参加什么特会?
And this young man's parent says, you know, we still need to make living, so we don't have time for the conference.
所以他没有参加, 就让他的儿子来参加。
But they allow their son to attend the conference.
其实对母子关系,
and the relationship between the mother and the son weren't good initially.
但是孩子回去以后, 有一个很大的改变,
but this son returned home with a great change.
从来他不会,这个孩子不会亲声亲气的来跟母亲说话。
Usually he's never soft-spoken to his own mother.
那天帮他倒水,
but when he returned home from conference, he actually served his mom by pouring a cup of water to her.
她大受感动,
and she was so touched.
所以她来到教会了,
so she decided to come to church.
感谢主, 她开始被吸引,
and she was drawn by the love of God.
因着她的孩子,
it's all because of the change on her own son.
所以我们看见这个火是可以影响的,
and so we see this fire of holiness can have impact on others.
所以也许有人说,我没有参加这次特会,所以我没有火。
Therefore, some people may say, you know, I missed the conference, therefore I don't get to have this fire.
但是有一个可以让你引火的地方,
but there's a place you can come and get the fire.
来到教会当中,
that is the church.
来聚会当中,
come to the meetings in God's church.
跟弟兄姊妹有交通,
come and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你可以引发这个,引到这个火。
Then you can have a share of this fire.
我们 真的很感谢主,常常在一起聚集的时候,我们可以让这个火再烧得更旺。
And especially when we gather together, this fire will go even more wild.
因为我们都有这样的经验。
And we all have similar experience.
常常在一个特会当中,心中火热下了山,
sometimes in a special conference, we feel we're so on fire for God, and then we left the camp.
接触到世界一点点,
when we come into contact with things in this world,
看见了世上的一切,
and we see the things in this world,
这火开始消退,
and the fire seems to come down a little bit,
负担也越来越轻,
and the burden initially you had in the conference is reduced gradually.
但是这次不一样,
but this time, condition is different.
我们看见这个火不但没有渐渐的消灭,
we witnessed how this fire did not go down.
而且越来越旺,
instead, it's burning more fervently.
甚至点着左右同伴的心,
and it's even able to rekindle those who did not go.
我想这是在祷告中神纪念我们,
and I think God has mercy on us because of the prayer.
礼拜四我们在教会中有一个姊妹的读经聚会,
and there was the sisters gathering on Thursday morning.
人数不多,
not many of us attended.
其中有一个姊妹已经预定要去参加,
and there was this one particular sister, she was determined to join that meeting that day.
这个是也是在这个时候那个全家人要到拉斯维加斯。
Again, the whole family planned to go to Vegas.
奇怪的都是到拉斯维加斯去。
It's interesting, huh? It's always between God's house and Vegas.
她说不可以,我要参加聚会。
Oh, she said, no, I want to go to that sister's gathering.
所以他们这个聚会提早在之前就去过了。 她把这个时间分别出来,
and because she attended the meeting regularly, so she had reserved that part, Thursday morning for that meeting.
但是她出发之前呢, 全家可能就是因为从那里回来, 开始上吐下泻。 从拉斯维加斯回来以后开始上吐下泻。
And after the family returned, 他们去了吗？
去了，
他也去了。
他们掉了时间，所以去预备要。本来他们是一月一号要去，但是后来改成圣诞节过后。
This is for the conference. They want to go to the conference. She wants to go to the conference. I'm sorry. This sister wanted to go to the conference, winter conference, but because the family planned to go to Vegas, but then she wanted to go to the conference, so they changed the date of the Vegas trip. They went to Vegas before the conference, so they were able to come back and she can go to the conference. But after they returned from Vegas, the whole family got so sick because of food poisoning.
所以他在聚会当中所以他就没有参加这个特会，所以他很一直觉得非常的可惜。
Therefore, she wasn't able to come to the winter conference, and she always felt so bad about it.
但是感谢主，当我们在祷告中，他接到这个火。
But we are thankful because when she comes to the Thursday morning sisters gathering in our prayer, she was able to receive the fire.
她的环境并不容易。
Her condition was very difficult.
丈夫不信主。
Because her husband did not believe.
她的孩子生病。
And her children have sickness.
到目前还没有检查出结果。
And even till this day, doctor cannot find out what happened to the child.
有血液方面的疾病。
It's a sickness in his blood.
但是她被转变。
But she was turned by God.
她觉得主让她这个先生能够回转过来。
And she felt that God can turn her husband around.
他们开始一起祷告。
And because the sickness of the child, so they were able to pray together.
一起读经。
They read the Bible together.
先生也愿意到教会来。
And her husband is willing to come to church.
家人也有一个明显的改变。
And you can see the change in this family.
好像不再排斥他到教会这件事情。
And even her own family members will not object to the idea that she goes to church.
她说她自己有一个改变。
She said even on her, she sensed a change.
前一阵子她拿到一个罚单。
And not too long ago, she got this ticket.
按照她以前，她都开始骂。
And according to her own nature, she would just
开始抱怨为什么拿到这样的罚单。
And not happy about the fact that she got a ticket.
她拿到的时候，她心里充满了感谢。
But instead, this time when she got a ticket, her heart was filled with thankfulness.
是主在提醒她。
She said, "This is a reminder from God."
主在保护她。
And this is a protection from God.
开车应该要小心。
To remind her that to drive carefully.
看见这个人在改变。
So you see the change on this person.
所以主实在是在做工。
So you see God is working on each one of us.
所以我们讲到这个建造好像是一个很高的事情。
So when we hear the sermon about rebuilding the wall, it seems to be something so high up.
但是不是在我们的生活当中。
But no, it is something can be done in our daily walk.
所以我们需要在生活中来建造。
So we need to learn to rebuild our wall in our daily life.
这样我们才能有一个建造的生活。
Then we can live a life that's rebuilding.
但是怎么样在生活中建造
？How do we rebuild the broken wall？
我们要回到根基。
We have to go back to the foundation，
也就是我们生命长进，叫我们这个火不灭的一个根基。
And the foundation will keep the fire going and let our life grow。
史弟兄曾经跟我们分享过一次
，Brother Z share with us one
生命长进的秘诀
，The secret of life to grow。
读经
is to study the Bible，
祷告
，to pray，
传福音
，and preach gospel。
的读经讲到什么？
Reading Bible
就像吃饭
，It's like eating spiritual food。
祷告像呼吸
，Praying is like to breathe。
传福音就是运动
，And preaching gospel is like after you eat you exercise。
如果我们不明白，我们想想我们这个人
，And think about our condition。
人的身体
，Our physical body， same law applies。
我们需要吃东西
，We need to eat。
我们需要呼吸
，We need to breathe。
我们需要运动
，We need to exercise。
身体可以健康
，So that we can grow healthily。
基督徒的生命也是这样
，Same way with the life of a Christian。
你要有长进
，You want to grow。
你要再能够健壮
，You want to be strong。
你就是要读经
，You have to read the word of God。You need to pray。
传福音
，And you have to share the gospel。
这就是在生活中来建造
，And this is how you build in your own life。
我们看见当我们在征战的时候我们常常说我们 一面工作一面拿手一手拿兵器。
And when we talk about in the building time, one hand we hold the weapon, the tools to build, on the other hand we hold the weapon to fight.
这兵器是什么？
What is the weapon we can fight?
不是刀。
It's not just a knife.
不是剑。
Or sword.
乃是神的话。
But the word of God.
所以我们在以弗所书看见那个全部的军装一穿上的时候。
Therefore you see the full armor of God described in chapter 5 Ephesians.
很多都是保护的。
And a lot of things described there are for protection.
都是免得我们被受不受攻击的。
Which is to protect us from the attack.
只有一件
but only there's one thing
是我们可以攻击的
with which we can attack others
可以有抵抗的
we can fight with others
他说是圣灵的宝剑
and that is the sword of the Holy Spirit
这就是神的道
which is the word of God
所以神的话真的是很重要
therefore word of God is very important to us
当主耶稣在地上受试探的时候
remember when Jesus was tempted
他不是用刀剑来抵挡魔鬼
he did not fight the devil
他是用神的话来抵挡魔鬼
but with the words of God
所以神的话在我们紧急的时候会成为我们的帮助
therefore in time of emergency God's words will help us
And
how do we build up a life in our daily walk?
每天来读圣经
Read Bible every day.
每天让主的话来住在我们的里面
To allow the word of God be treasured in our hearts.
让我们可以长大
So that we may grow.
有人说我们读圣经
Some people may say reading Bible.
一天三章旧约一章新约一年就可以读一遍
If you read three chapters in Old Testament One chapter in New Testament every day After a year you finish the whole Bible
当我们这样去实行的时候
When you put into practice like that
你会发现有一个改变
You will notice a change
但是我们还可以当我们在跟姊妹一起读的时候我们说你一天读一章
And when I study with others I say just read a chapter a day Even though you may not understand what it said, just read it. It's like just eat it.
姊妹开始的改变
And then you notice that she's changed.
开始在长大
You see that she is growing.
姊妹她自己分享说每次我来到主面前我是空空的来但是主从来没有让她空手走
And this sister shared with me, you know, every time I come to the Lord, I always come empty-handed. But there's not even a single time I will leave him without gaining something.
其实读经的生活一开始建立是很困难
And when you try to build a habit of reading Bible daily, initially it's not going to be easy.
我常常忘了读然后再回来补的
Sometimes we'll forget to read it and then we'll go back and read backwardly.
三个月的时间
We'll try to make it up And after 3 months
她说她现在没有读就像缺了什么
After doing that for 3 months She said you know If I don't read Bible every day I feel that I have missed something
主会把渴慕放在我们的里面
Because the Lord has put a desire in her heart
就算没有胃口还是要来吃
Sometimes even you don't feel you have the appetite You still need to eat
为了我们的身体能够健壮
And for the benefit of our body
我们真的要来读神的话
So brothers and sisters We have to read the word of God
他的话就是灵粮
His word is our spiritual food
是灵是生命
It's a spirit and life
我们还要来祷告
Also we need to pray
祷告其实更比好像更重要
And prayer is even more important
我们憋气憋一下
Try to stop breathing for a while
是不能长久的
It won't last too long
是呼吸啊
Because breathing
所以祷告就是呼吸
It's like praying
我们常常说我不会祷告所以我不祷告
Sometimes we say Oh you know I don't know how to pray So I don't pray
但是我们如果知道祷告就是说话跟主有一个交通
You know pray just to talk to the Lord
所以这是很重要的
And it's something very crucial
我觉得在祷告除了我们自己我们还有在可以看见神的一个作为
And we can see God's word through prayer
所以当这次在特会当中我们在这次特会中有一个很特别的就是家庭生活的建立
And in this conference we emphasize one thing is the edification of a family's life
讲到夫妻
It talks about the relationship between husband and wife
孩子的关系
and between parents and children
的弟兄姊妹中有很多的回响
and you see there's a lot of response to that
的父母回到家开始在家中建立一个祭坛
and when parents return home they try to have family altar at home
他把孩子带在身边一起来祷告主
they will bring children alone and pray together
让孩子在祷告中经历神的作为
so that their children can experience what God has done
一个姊妹说她每天让孩子数算三项神的恩典
And a sister shared that You know, I ask my child to count 3 blessings every day
引导孩子进入神的旨意当中
And she tried to lead them into the purpose of God
这是从家庭中来建造
That is how we build through family life
建立一个家庭的生活
To have a life that honors God
我们说刚刚我们说我们主我们愿意成为一个堵破口一个守望的人
And many of us want to become a person who stay watchful for the house of God or a person who's willing to repair the broken wall?
你怎么堵破口？
How do you repair a broken wall?
借着祷告。
Through prayer.
你怎么来守望你的同伴，守望你的家人？
How do you stay watchful for your companions, for your family members?
借着祷告。
Through your prayer.
因为主是听祷告的主。
Because our God is a God who listens to prayer.
我记得我听过一个一个见证。
I heard of this testimony.
和一个韩国的一个韩国的一位韩国的姊妹。
A Korean Christian sister.
她为了苏联祷告15年。
She prayed for Russia for 15 years.
后来苏联瓦解。
And finally Russia collapsed.
现在就是现在的俄罗斯。
Now it's the country of
Russia.
Is there Russia? Okay, Russia. Soviet Union.
所以我们看见这个我们苏联瓦解对我们、哎、好像没什么感觉，就是好像也很自然的
you know,
就是瓦解了。
The collapse of Soviet Union was really nothing. It's like not, have nothing to do with us.
但是在这个姊妹的身上她特别有感觉。
But to this Christian, Korean Christian, she has a lot of feeling toward that.
在这个苏联瓦解上她有一份。
Because she knew she partake in the collapsing work.
因为他祷告了
，Because she prayed,
他派上了他的祷告
，She prayed for it for so long.
多少次流泪在主面前的祷告
，Many times she prayed in tears for that country, and God answered her prayer.
所以这就是代祷的一个福分
，And that is the blessing as an interceder.
所以祷告是怎么样，跟我们的弟兄姊妹一同来经历
，So prayer it allows us to experience things together with our brothers and sisters.
当他说为我祷告的时候。
So when somebody said, pray for me,
你把这件事带到神的面前,
you bring this request to God.
你会开始关心这件事情的变化,
and you start to pay attention to the development of their prayer request.
你开始守望你的肢体, 你的同伴,
you stand on guard for your particular brother or sister.
当神成就的时候,
so when God's done something,
我想你的喜乐比他更大,
and you probably have a greater joy than that person,
因为你经历了这件事情,
because you experienced the same together.
这就是守望的。
That is the someone who stay watchful.
是堵破口的。
Someone who repairs the broken wall.
然后很大的难处有时候会成为教会的一个破口。
And sometimes a great difficulty may become a breakage in the building wall of God.
叫仇敌有攻击的机会。
In God's church, so that through the breakage, devil can come in.
我们怎么样去堵破口？
How do we stop and repair that breakage?
我们是没有办法去跟仇敌征战的。
And there's no way we can fight with the enemies ourselves.
但是当借着祷告的时候
But through prayer,
主会叫这个破口堵住。
God will help us to stop that opening.
所以守望的人其实是很有福的。
Therefore, blessed are those who stay watchful.
他们站在守望台上。
They may stand in the watchtower.
是第一个看见主的人。
They will be the first one.To see the Lord.
所以他们可以看见这件事情成就与否。
And they're going to witness how the things is done.
还没成就的时候他们就可以开始来赞美。
And they're the people who are able to praise even before it's done by God.
可以开始来感谢。
They're able to give thanks.
因为神把他的心意来告诉这些守望的人。
Because while they stand watch, God revealed to them his heart.
所以但愿我们都羡慕做一个代祷的人。
And I just hope that we all envy to become someone who prays for others.
愿意在神的面前摆上我们的祷告。
And to offer prayers for others before God.
为我们的弟兄、妻子、儿女来守护。
To pray to stay guard for our brothers, our wives, and our children.
因为我们是很软弱的。
Because we are weak, we are alone.
借着祷告，神的能力不能下来。
Without through prayer, God's power cannot be seen.
所以祷告是很上算的。
So it is a good thing that we pray.
记得在特会中，梁弟兄举那个洪弟兄的那个见证。
And in the conference, Brother Liang shared the story of Brother Hong.
他说，洪弟兄有一次发现，在他半夜在他们家门口有一辆车子。
He said one night, Brother Hong noticed there was this car parking outside her house.
他觉得不安，他就拿起望远镜开始来看。
He felt kind of uneasy about that car, so he took up his telescope and then take a look.
但是他发现。对方也拿着望远镜往这边看。
And at the same time, he saw the guy using a telescope looking back to him.
所以这时候四目对在一起的时候，那种惊吓
非常的大。When the four eyes met, both parties were shocked.
我想双方都有一个惊吓。
And they were both surprised.
所以你看，我们看守望是何等的重要。
It is so important to stand on guard.
当仇敌知道有守望的
，When the enemy knows there's somebody stand on watch，
他们就不敢进来。
They dare not come in。
所以他一照的时候
，So when they met each other，
发现有守望的
，And the bad guy noticed there are people on watch inside the house，
仇敌就逃走。
They fled。
所以我们在教会当中
therefore in the house of God
我们要做那守望的人
we want to be one, become someone who stay watchful
好好的来照
to look
所以我们觉得这个是这个见证常常我想在很多的弟兄姊妹里面有一个很大的一个震撼
and this is such a great reminder
看见守望是何等的重要
to realize how important it is to stay watchful
地方我们要看见传福音也很重要
and thirdly to preach gospel is also very important
当我们都见证的时候我们要来在这建造上要有份
we should partake in the building work when we are strong
我们刚读的那个诗篇
The songs we just read
在第六节说那带种流泪出去的
In verse 6 He who goes out weeping carrying seed to sow
必要欢欢乐乐带禾捆回来
Will return with songs of joy carrying sheaves with them
这首诗篇我们常读了很多次
We probably have read this particular song many times
当那天成更的时候这一节摸到我的心
YetWhen I read this during morning devotion, it touched me greatly.
我常常想，我们其实我们很少流泪带种出去。
And I suddenly feel, you know, we rarely go out weeping, carrying seed to sow.
我们很少在福音上愿意付出代价。
We rarely are willing to pay for a price when we preach gospel.
但是主有一个应许，他说必要欢欢乐乐带禾捆回来。
But God has a promise here. He says you will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with you.
我想当年以色列百姓在那里撒种的，在南地撒种的时候，他们没有他收成的盼望。
And I believe when Israelites were sowing seeds in the desert, they didn't expect much to return.
因为它是一个沙漠地，他们完全没有盼望，所以流泪撒种还不一定能够收割。
So even though they may sow weeping, but not guaranteed they're going to have any harvest.
但是我们看见这里说带种流泪出去的。
But here it says those who go out weeping carrying seed to sow
不要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来
will return with songs of joy carrying sheaves with them
也就是你去传就有结果
That means as long as you go out you will have harvest
因为我们这个人是预备好的人
As long as we are in a ready condition
所以我们可以从这几次我们可以看见
And we can see these times
昨天有两个福音朋友来参加读经聚会。
Last night, two gospel friends joined our Bible study meeting at home.
一问之下是 Jenny 在公园里面遇到的。
And we asked, oh, how did you know this gathering? They said, Sister Jenny met us in the park.
所以她就邀请他们来聚会。
So she invited them to join the meeting.
所以人也就来了。
So they came.
这么简单。
It was just as simple as that.
在西区。
And in St. Gabriel Church,
一对夫妻弟兄姊妹。
There was this Christian couple.
他们也做一样的事情。
They did the same thing.
因为前两个主日有一对有两个姊妹有两个福音朋友来到教会当中。
And two Sundays ago, there were two gospel friends came to church.
他们自我介绍说这是谁介绍他们来的。
When they talk about who brought them to the church,
一问之下他们并不认识。
This couple brought us, but we didn't know each other prior to this.
他们是在超级市场买菜的时候一问就邀请他们来教会。
They invite us when they saw us in the supermarket when we're buying groceries together. We didn't know each other prior to that.
所以我们发现只要我们愿意跨出去当你去邀请的时候人心是何等的干渴他们愿意来到教会当中。
So I guess that tells us how thirsty human's heart are. As long as you are willing to make an invitation, they might come.
但是你愿不愿意
The question is, are we willing to extend the invitation?
当我们在生活中来建造的时候
When we try to build up our life,
我们愿意把神的话放在我们的里面
We need to be willing to treasure the word of God in our hearts.
我们的话来祷告
And we are willing to pray.
我们愿意来守望来代祷
To stay watchful for our brothers and sisters.
你发现传福音不是一件难的事。
Then you realize it's not hard to share gospel at all.
就像都预备好了一样。
It's like everything is ready for us.
只要把种子撒出去。
As long as we are willing to sow the seed.
一定要长出禾捆出来。
It will come back in sheaves.
因为福音本是神的大能。
Because gospel is nothing but the power of our God.
他要救一切相信的。
He's willing to save those who are willing to believe.
我们一定要相信神的话，这是神说的。
This is the word of God. We have to believe what God says.
这是他的应许
He promised
所以当神在我们身上有这样的呼召的时候
So when God called us to do things like that
当梁弟兄这个负担也放在我们里面的时候
And when God put the same burden he put in Brother Liang's heart
我们还要住在苏三成的宫中吗
Are we still going to stay in the nice palace?
我们要在世上这个好处里面不放吗？
We still want to pursue the good things in this world only?
最大的事就是神家的事。
The greatest things is the things in the house of God.
所以建造是要把我们自己要摆进来。
Therefore, in order to build up your life, you have to put yourself in the house of God.
我们不能站在观望的地位。
Don't be a bystander.
我们在建造上我们要有权有份有纪念。
So that we'll have a claim, we'll have a right, and historical value in this.
所以如果你觉得我没有去参加特会，你没有火，你应该加入。
If you feel that you know I missed the conference and I don't have the fire, then come join us.
来到聚会当中。
Join the meetings.
很多人来到聚会当中看聚会的人数多少，来看这个教会的光景。
A lot of time people can evaluate the condition of a church by the number of attendance.
其实最重要的是在祷告聚会当中。
Actually, the most important meeting is the prayer meeting.
祷告聚会就像一个工厂的发电房一样。
And because it's like the power plant of a manufacturer.
如果这个发电机不转动了，这个工厂全部停工。
If the power is out, then the whole manufacturing process has to stop.
所以祷告是很重要的。
Therefore, it is so important to pray.
所以我们觉得我们主日来到教会当中已经不错。
So if you feel that you know it's good enough, I come to church on Sundays.
但是我真要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
But I want to encourage you.
如果我们有一个心愿，我们要来到祷告聚会当中。
If we really have a heart, let's come to the prayer meeting.
神常常在这里把他的心意来告诉我们。
Because in that meeting, God reveals to us His own heart.
我们看见当亚伯拉罕与神那么亲近的时候，神说。我要所要做的事，我不能隐瞒亚伯拉罕。
Just like between God and Abraham, they were so close to the point God said, you know, how can I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
所以因此他开始为罗德所在的地方俄摩拉开始祷告。
That's why Abraham was able to intercede and pray for his nephew.
最后罗德一家得着拯救。
And the family of Lot was able to be saved.
我们有没有这样为我们的家人守望
？Do we stand watchful like that for our own family members?
哭泣来祷告
？Have we ever prayed in tears for our family members?
当我们站在守望台的时候
，When we stand in the watchtower,
神首先要把他的心意来告诉我们。
God will reveal to us what's in His heart first.
说我在家里读经读不懂
，You say, oh, you know, I read Bible at home. I really don't understand it.
我们有读经的聚会
，That's why we have Bible study meetings.
这里是在这里，神把他自己话语拨开，得到启示的最好机会。
And in that meeting, God revealed to us the meaning of His words.
所以，但愿神把这样的渴慕放在我们里面。
And may the Lord put the same desire in our hearts.
我们在每一个聚会当中可以遇见主。
So that we may meet with Him in every gathering.
所以，我们刚刚所读到历世历代圣徒，他们都还在等候。
And we read how these people through generations they were living by faith when they died.
但是圣经说，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Because God has planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
所以我们今天我们也要说。
So in the same manner, we want to say.
我们的弟兄、妻子、儿女，若不与我们同德，就不得完全。
If my brothers, my sisters, my wives, my children, if they do not get together with us, we are not made perfect.
我们今天得到这样的福分，我们可以蒙救赎。
We have been saved. We got a salvation. We are set free.
不是单单为了我们这个人。
It's not just for us alone.
我们要为我们的家人。
We need to do that for our family members.
为我们的同伴。
Our friends,
为周遭
our people around us,
神有一个心意
God also has a
他愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦
But He wants all to be saved, not even a single soul to perish.
我们要进入神这样的心意里面
We have to feel what God wants to do,
为他们祷告
and pray for them like that.
这样神才能够得着满足
so that God's heart can be satisfied.
那时候我们真是像做梦的人
Then we'll be like people who dreams.
我们要满口喜笑，满舌欢呼。
Then our mouth will be filled with laughter and our tongue with song of joy.
叫外邦人看见神真是在我们其中行了大事。
So non-believers saw our condition. They say their God has done a great thing among them.
所以我们要起来建造。
Therefore, let us arise and rebuild the wall.
每一个人都有份。
Let everyone partake in this work.
哎，我们没有观望的。
hopefully there's no one just stand by,
都把我们一份摆进来,
but participate wholeheartedly.
有个弟兄问我,
one brother asked me this.
我们怎么在,怎么进入服事?
How do I participate in serving in the house of God?
怎么叫可以结实百倍?
How can I yield fruits hundredfold?
我们也没有五千两。
I don't even have the 5 talents.
没有两千两。
Neither 2 talents.
甚至一千两都没有。
I don't think I even have 1 talent.
但是不，主没非常的公平。
But God is very fair.
虽然我们没有五千两。
Even though we may not all have 5 talents.
我们没有两千两。
Or 2 talents.
但每一个人都有一千两。
But at least each one of us has 1 talent.
五个一千两可以变成五千两。
When you have 5 1 talents, then you are 5 talents.
所以你不能把它埋在地里。
So don't bury your talent from God in the ground.
我们要摆在教会当中。
But place it in the house of God.
让它生出利息来。
So that you may yield return.
让它结出籽粒来。
You may yield fruit.
所以前弟兄跟我们交通。
Last night, Brother Joseph shared with us.
那一天我们都要交账。
One day, we all gonna be held accountable.
这是我们进到这个旅程终结的时候，我们要交账。
At the end of our life's journey, we'll face God and be held accountable.
所以在这个旅程当中
，Therefore, in this journey,
让我们弟兄手拉弟兄的手
，Let us hold each other's hands,
一起来往前
，and march together.
感谢主
，I thank the Lord for that.
愿主祝福他自己的话
，May the Lord bless His own words.